While re-implementing the paint mechanics from our student game Tag the Power of Paint, in the context of Portal 2, the biggest change we made was to exclude the paint gun. In Tag, our paint gun allowed the player to paint the environment freely in an abstract outdoor environment, but in our gameplay experiments, that was very difficult to constrain without contrivance in Portal 2's indoor spaces. It also changed the game's pacing significantly, since being able to run at high speed around a level covering everything in paint is a lot more fast-paced, energetic, and often scattershot than Portal's more cerebral gameplay. Perhaps most importantly, there's a certain elegance in the simplicity of manipulating all the game elements using only the Portal gun. Adding a new gun would inherently add complexity and force us to start from square one, training the player how to use this new tool instead of focusing on the game's namesake. Instead, we decided to use the established mechanism of the delivery tubes and have players redirect the flow of the paint with their Portal guns. This felt like a good compromise.